Brian, are you in any position to talk about your health and whether you're dealing with anything at the end of the year?
I mean, it's nothing major going on, but there is some stuff that will be nice to fully heal, because, I mean, at the end of the season and the playoffs, I mean, you don't really get too many days off to let things fully rest up, so I'm looking forward to finally, you know, letting some things heal up completely.
Can you say what may have been wrong and whether or not you were 100% in the playoffs?
I wasn't 100%, but I don't think there was a lot of guys with some minor things going on, so, you know, it's like I said, it was nothing major, nothing needs surgery, just needs to heal completely.
How do you walk away from this season thinking about what you guys accomplished and where you wanted to end up?
You have to take it as a learning experience. I mean, it's tough to lose in the first round and be done early. But I mean, we're gonna try and get back here next year, and hopefully, you know, what we went through at the end of the year kind of helps us next year. I mean, there's a lot of guys that didn't have any experience playing the playoffs in that room, including me. So it was definitely, you know, a good learning experience for us.
With that in mind, does it feel different than what it did last in seasons past?
Yeah, I think, I mean, everyone's still pretty disappointed with how it ended, but, you know, I think everyone's really excited to come back and see what we can do again next year. It was definitely a battle to get in the playoffs, but, you know, I think this team's growing every year, and, you know, I'm excited to see what it can do in the future, too.
Do you feel like what you've done this year gives you, like, a foundation, a baseline to build on for next year?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is just one experience, and you know, we do have a lot of young guys, and next year we want to be back again. We're a young team. You don't really know what the whole team is going to look like as a whole. I mean, there's going to be definitely some changes to the roster, but you know, that's our goal, to get back and go farther.
You talked about learning experiences, your first playoff experience, at least at the NHL level. Do you, after playing some of the centers you played here, do you pick up anything from that you can talk about right now?
It's pretty much what you expected. I mean, it's faster, it's more physical, and you're playing good teams. I mean, I think if you finish first or eighth, you're going to play a tough team. So, you know, I think we were matched up well against Anaheim, and I thought we were going to make it a closer series, but, I mean, we just couldn't find any breaks. And, you know, I think that's another part of learning. I mean, sometimes you're just not going to have it. I mean, we're looking for answers and trying to catch some kind of break, and we just couldn't get it, and that's the way it works sometimes.
To finally get in, Brian, is it a feeling of vindication, or just you knew it would take this long, or the process, or what's your feelings to finally accomplish at least that goal?
No, I didn't think it would take this long. I'd hoped to be in a playoff game before I was 27, but you know, I think you realize, for me personally, how hard it is. I mean, to get in, you know, we nearly needed 100 points to make the playoffs this year, and that just speaks how tough our division is and how tough our conference is. I mean, you got teams like Los Angeles, I mean, not even in the playoffs this year, so there's no guarantees, you know, any year of getting in, and, you know, I think that you definitely see how hard it is once you finally just make it in the playoffs, see how hard it is.
Does it mean any more to do it with this core? Because for years now, we've been hearing you're close, and you guys have had to have the belief that it was the right core.
Yeah, I think we always believed that, you know, with the guys we had, we could get in and see what happens, but I think it's really exciting to see how far along our younger guys have come. I think they were, they made a huge impact. You know, guys like Hutchie and Shives and Troops and, you know, Laos had a big year. And they played really good when we had some key injuries. And, you know, if it wasn't for them, I mean, we'd have a tough time, you know, making it in that stretch at the end.
Fair to say this team could look, although predominantly with the core intact, but to go further and make them even more steps and way different.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to have a better year next year. And, you know, I think whatever changes happen to this hockey team, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be trying to make changes for the better and trying to improve this team. So I expect next year that, you know, they're going to want to go farther, and we're going to have the team to do it. To be honest, I don't know. That's not really my decision, nor, I'm not going to be thinking about that. That's not up to me.